proclamation number 2446 A dated the August 11th, 1942. Wisdom without love is unthinkable. Everlasting knowledge. In order to become wise, it is imperative for a person to live a life of love. Actions of love must absolutely come first if he wants to receive divine wisdom. Wisdom without love is unthinkable. This is why people deeming themselves wise will be mistaken if they lack love. This must be taken into account first if a fellow human being wants to correctly judge the value or irrelevance regarding a person's supposed knowledge. Wisdom can only be found where the source, the provider of it, is wise himself, where wisdom can be conveyed because the provider himself is wisdom. All thoughts of wisdom are therefore emanations of the one who is love in himself, on account of which these thoughts must also be accepted by a loving heart, otherwise they would not be recognized as wise thoughts. For wisdom is something spiritual which can only be received by the person's indwelling spirit, but the person's spirit only begins to function if it is stimulated through actions of love. Without love, everything is dead. Even the supposed knowledge which only touches upon earthly things is without spiritual value or is misguided knowledge that can never be called wisdom. People can certainly possess worldly knowledge, which also corresponds to truth, but it will only concern things which are irrelevant for the soul, that is, for its higher development. Yet this knowledge will be extinguished at the moment of death, thus it is transient and without value for eternity. Nevertheless, the world will only accept this as knowledge because it can be proven, thus it is effectively irrefutable. Spiritual knowledge, however, will not be acknowledged because no evidence can be presented for it. Yet only a person in possession of spiritual knowledge is wise, since he will take it along into eternity. He will gain this wisdom through selfless actions of love because both the divine and that which comes forth from God will never vanish. The more closely a person unites with God through kind-hearted activity, the wiser he must become, because the divine gifts flowing to him are not offered to a limited extent. Instead, the person can receive them without restriction, and thus he will become wise because he lives a life of love. Amen.